Priests, nuns, monks, and other religious groups in Vietnam have responded to the call of the government to join in the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. Close to 300 religious individuals have been posted in various health facilities in Ho Chi Minh City to assist in the care of those affected by the disease. The participation of 299 volunteer religious will help us defeat this pandemic, said T. Beach Chow, chairman of the Homeland Front Committee, in a report on Asia News. A local newspaper report quoted a sister Lean of the Congregation of the Religious of the Virgin Mary, saying that she is honored to be able to contribute as Catholic religious to the prevention and control program of the government. This also tells us a lot about the solidarity of the Vietnamese people to unite and help their brothers and sisters, said the nun. All the monks and nuns showed a great spirit of determination in carrying out this heavy task, Asia News quoted local media reports. Volunteers are important to make even a small contribution to the frontline forces, the doctors, nurses, health personnel, to protect the health of the people and defeat the pandemic, it added. This is an excellent opportunity for Catholic religious to carry out the mission of our consecrated vocation, a nun told Asia News. We pray for the people on the front lines and for all the Vietnamese people, so that they may emerge from the crisis as soon as possible, she added. On Friday, Vietnam has imposed a 15-day lockdown in Hanoi, in an attempt to contain the spread of infections. The lockdown includes a ban on the gathering of more than two people in public. Only government offices, hospitals, and essential businesses are allowed to stay open. The health ministry reported 7,531 infections on Sunday, just down from Saturday's record daily increase of 7,968. In all, it has recorded more than 98,000 infections and at least 370 deaths, most in the southern commercial hub of Ho Chi Minh City and its neighboring provinces.